Time now to hear from you, our listeners. We asked for feedback on our recent commentary, and boy, did we get it. We received a flood of phone calls and emails about Steve Curwood's proposal that the federal government provide low-interest, long-term loans like a mortgage to make green power affordable to the average homeowner. Here's Peter Hannigan of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I think it's a great idea. It makes a lot of economic sense, and it makes great environmental sense.
Peter listens to Living on Earth on KUNM, and he wasn't the only one who liked the concept. Mary Irene Stevens tunes in to WBAA in West Lafayette, Indiana.
This is a very workable, clever plan. And we need to get on board with this program.
Matthew Ox from Chads Ford, Pennsylvania, said he jumped out of bed at 6:30 a.m. to write us about this segment. He says there is gold in them thar hills when it comes to green technology. Matt writes a government-backed loan would be a great incentive, but it would come too late for him. He just installed a geothermal heating system in his house. It cost $40,000, but he received just $300 in tax credit for it. But not all our listeners were so enamored with federal green financing. One called in to say in a perfect world, this would be great, but not in the post-9/11 economy. Many folks can barely pay their credit card bills and home mortgages and would have a difficult time making these extra payments. John Serafin of Palo Alto, California, pointed out that loans to install solar panels wouldn't help renters and notes that demand for solar panels currently far exceeds the supply. And WKSU listener Edith Chase in Kent, Ohio, phoned to say that solar voltaics are too expensive, and there's another alternative.
The cheapest kilowatt is the electricity you don't use. Therefore, the most cost-effective dollars would be to replace your air conditioner and furnace with Energy Star appliances. At the same time, plant a deciduous shade tree on the southwest side of your home, replace your windows, and insulate the walls and attic in your home, and smile in comfort this winter.
Peter Boyer listens to us on KALW in San Francisco. He suggests that before the installation of alternative energies, homes and businesses should be given free energy audits to identify ways to offset the need for power in the first place. Well, many utilities do just that, so give them a call. And while you're at it, give us a call and a piece of your mind. Our number is 800-218-9988. Or write to us at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Our email address is comments@loe.org, and visit our webpage at livingonearth.org.